welcome to Dunking Biscuits podcast, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Emma, and with me, I have Grace. Hello.
Hi.
How are we? Oh, gosh, here we go. Great start.
You reckon we'd be able to do this by now? I am tired. So tired.
Oh, what a theme.
Yeah. It's week six, people. Mm-hmm. We're in the thick of it.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that immensely. With, like, the sugarcoating of our youngest not sleeping through the night, and I'm spending between, I'd say, like, half an hour to 3-4 hours with her awake between the hours of 12 and 6 a.m. The other morning, the other morning I was with her from, like, 4, and I finally got to her sleep, and I was like, gosh, it's a bit light. I was like, that's weird. Thinking it was, like, 5, but actually it was 6:45.
Oh my god.
And I was like, I can't really even go back to sleep.
No, there's no point.
And so I just scrolled my phone for a little bit. And I was just like, I don't even know what to do.
I suppose I'll just get up now.
I don't really know. Oh man. Anyway, that's whatevs.
Yeah.
Do you have any good news for us?
I do. It's about a horse.
Great. Please do tell.
So we're going to France today. So, it's from the Happy Broadcast on Instagram, which is great for, like, little short snippet stories. Like, highly recommend if you just need some bright, happy...
Some joy.
...headlines in your feed. So, meet Dr. Peo, the therapy horse who does rounds in France's Calais Hospital to provide comfort for terminal cancer patients. And since 2016, he has supported and connected with over 1,000 patients.
Wow.
So, Peo, a stallion, and his owner once competed at dressage events, and now they spend their time doing rounds in a French hospital, often staying with sick people until the end. So, they think his brain is wired differently from most horses. Not only can the horse detect illness, but he also has the empathy and drive to want to help those in need. According to the... Oh, God, it's in French. Le Sabot de Coeur...
Perfect.
Perfect, thank you. I share an office with the French teachers. It's really rubbing off. Website. Peo is the only horse out of 500 they tested to be able to detect cancer, tumour, and support the end of life.
What?
Wild. So at the hospital, Peo tells his trainer, Hansen Bouchacour, which room he wants to enter next by stopping and raising his leg so he can kind of like indicate where he wants to go. And they say he brings delight and peace to the people he is with, and the staff also look forward to his visit, so it reduces the stress of a difficult job. And each month, the owner and Peo visit about 20 people who are at the end of their life.
I have a twisted view of this.
So it's a very short story, so I don't know what he does when he's there. They just kind of like pat and hang out, but... I mean, as a former horse girl, I thought it was cool.
My thoughts go to, like, if I saw that horse coming to my room, I'd be like, ah,
yeah.
Not the horse. Send the horse out.
No.
I mean, puppies. I'm sure at that point you know what's happening, so.
Yeah, you can probably feel it.
Yeah, so it might be comfort knowing that, you know, it's time. But, I think that's very interesting and also very, like, how? Like, what?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Well, they say horses can also detect lightning. Like, they know, they can feel it in the air when lightning's going to happen. Like, their tails go frayed. Weird. Is that a former horse girl over here?
I mean, bring on the horse facts, please.
Alright, enough about horses. How about you? What's your win?
My win is weird in the sense that I have... got my comfort show back in the way that I haven't had access to it for a long time. Actually, the last time I had access to it was when I lived in South Yarra, which was 8 years ago, 6 years.
It's not Friends.
No. It's just come on Netflix. See if you can guess. I don't know if you have... Do you have Netflix yet?
Yeah. Do I have Netflix? We got them all. Yeah. We waste so much money. It's just come on Netflix.
I'll make a sound. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Law and Order SVU. So many people are watching that.
So I have rewatched all episodes of Law and Order SVU, like from the beginning
Yeah.
Probably 3 or 4 times. Even though I know the answers because obviously, like, and there's like a lot of seasons, and I know the underlying stories of all the main characters. Like, I'm all over it. And on Netflix, they have seasons 6 and 7, I think it is, or 7 and 8. And like the technology, like inverted commas, they're using to find things. I'm like, it's not really that technical. So I'm like trying to figure out what year it was, and I'm like, oh, I see what's happening here.
Yeah, because the whole of it, I'm pretty sure, or like there's a lot more seasons of it on Amazon.
Because
I used to watch it on Amazon.
Yeah, and so I'm like loving it. The episodes about 45 minutes long. I love guessing what's happening, even though I know my brain has seen it. And I remember certain characters. I'm like, oh, I gotta remember how the story ends. And some episodes, for some reason, stick with me. So I just skip those ones because I know exactly what's gonna happen. But I just love the storytelling. I love that there's not like a massive undertow of character development each episode. The character development is literally years in the making. Years. Yeah. And I really enjoy that. And so just had a really good time watching this show.
That's so good. I used to watch a lot of SVU as a kid, randomly. Like, my dad had Foxtel, and so when we go to his place, it was always on Friday nights on TV1.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, like, my stepmom, like, loved it as well. And so that was what we watched on Friday night. So I've seen, like, a lot of episodes, but I've never, like, watched it the whole way through. But yeah, great.
It's a commitment. Like, there's...
Yeah.
Like, 20-something episodes, and there's, like, I think 20-something seasons, so...
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, as I said, like, so many people are watching, like, we were talking about it at the staff room the other day, but we're doing something similar in that we're watching my comfort show that I've seen 4-ish, maybe more, times through. We're watching Scrubs.
Oh, I love Scrubs.
I love it. It's, like, my favourite, like, little sitcom show. And Jack's, like, saying he's, like, seen a lot of episodes, but he's never watched the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching it the whole way through. And we will obviously skip the last season. And if you've seen the last season, you would know why.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop it where it should stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I feel your comfort and just... And, like, I'm sitting there and I'm, like, quoting it, like, just talking along with the episode, and I'm pretty sure Jack's about to kick me out because of that, but it's fine. We're having fun.
Is that your win or your joy for the week, or do you have another one?
I mean, kind of. My joy for the week was that I did, like, really nothing on the weekend, and it was lovely. So I feel like since we got back from Europe, we have hit the ground sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had something on every weekend. We had friends over for dinner Saturday night. Jack cooked. I did nothing. And that was, like, all we did. Like, that was our only plan. So got up early on Saturday and did, like, a long run. That was really good. And then, like, Sunday had a sleep in. And it was just, like, Sunday, Jack worked. So I just had the couch and me. And it was just, oh, beautiful.
I love just all that for you. That sounds so good.
Took a break. And this weekend we have a long weekend in Melbourne, which... I'm just so thankful because it's 3 days. I don't have to go to work. But Jack's going to Sydney, and he's going up. He's flying up tomorrow, so he's going for, like, a long, long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to relish in...
Like, oh, I'm so excited for you.
Don't get the wrong idea. Love living with my partner. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, I loved living alone. Yeah. And I'm just going to do that this weekend.
Oh man, that sounds
even a few
glorious.
Weeks ago, a friend asked me what we were doing on the long weekend. I was like, oh, we're in Sydney.
I'm unavailable. Read into that what you will.
Like, oh, sorry, we got plans.
I'm so busy. So busy.
Oopsies.
No, I love that for you. That sounds wonderful. Really
thank
wonderful.
You I'm excited. So, this week, on Friday the 8th of March, it is International Women's Day, and so we thought maybe this week would be a good idea for how we think you could have, like, an International Women's Day celebration or kind of, like, acknowledgement within the workplace. So, this year's theme is Inspire Inclusion, which I really like. Side note, I have a friend of a friend. She's an Auslan interpreter. That's her job.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, put up this post on Instagram being, like, there was no... Like, she hasn't got a booking for, like, an International Women's Day event, which she found really weird because, like...
Right.
And she's, like, I don't know if you can be big in the Auslan interpreting
she's not.
Community, but I feel like she is.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so she, like, put up this thing being, like, just so strange. Like, I haven't been booked. Like, there's no, like... accessible events, da 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 da. So I feel like Brisbane, come on. Anyway, yeah, that's my little sidebar. But yeah, so I feel like you're going to have a few thoughts on...
Look, I'm going to bring us down so we can come back strong at the end. Okay. So I feel like International Women's Day, obviously it's about being inspired and about being proud of being a woman and all that kind of stuff. But not to be like a downer, but I just want people to understand certain things. And obviously if you're a woman, you may feel this, but you may not know the data or may not know some facts to help you, you know, try and be more inspired or try and work differently or communicate differently or sort of acknowledge that some things are like out of your control. And I think that is empowering in itself. So this data is actually from International Women's Day last year. And it is from an Australian government research. So
feels legit.
Yeah. So let's start us off with Australia is ranked 43rd in gender equality internationally.
That's low. We're quite developed.
This is all on a card, so I'm just reading across the card, so it's not in a particular order. So, good part, Australia has the fourth highest level of tertiary education women in the world, in like women. So,
okay, that's good. Yeah, we like that.
Feeling that. 79.9% of one parent families are single mothers.
That doesn't shock me. I know a lot more single mums. I do know a couple of single dads, but I know a lot more single mums.
One in four women have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime, as opposed to one in 13 men. There's gender segregation in how we work. Women work 96.6% of hours worked by child carers, 86.9 hours worked by registered nurses, and 79.9 hours worked by primary school teachers.
The primary school teacher, I'm actually surprised, isn't higher. A friend of mine was saying their child hasn't had a male teacher. So they've gone into year 7 this year, and they've got their first male teacher.
Yes. Crazy. And pointing out all those jobs are lower paying jobs as well. Let's try to do something different. Approximately 1 in 9 women suffer from endometriosis. So obviously to do with the uterus and bleeding and pain. It takes on average 5 years to receive a diagnosis after first seeing a doctor.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is not, like, you just hear horror stories of people just being turned away and just being like, oh, it's just
not,
cramps.
Not believed, or, basically.
Yeah.
55% drop in earnings for the mother of, in the, the 5 years following childbirth, while men's remained unchanged. I'm one of those.
I mean, we say unchanged, but they probably are also more likely to go up.
Jeff's earned more money in this last 4 years. Like, just the way it is. Just more interesting facts. On average, women aged 15 to 64 years do 55.5 hours of work a week. That's 2 more hours work than men, generally. And 34.7 hours of these are unpaid.
Yeah. So, is that over half?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's fine. I only teach maths.
Yeah. Women of all ages spend 9 hours a week more than men on unpaid work and care. So men is 22 hours and women are 31.6 hours.
Wow.
These ones are interesting. 22% of young men believe that men should take control in relationships.
Ooh, that feels icky.
You don't think the opposite as well. 78% don't believe that. So that's like another
that
way
of looking.
Yeah. 36% of young men believe that women prefer the man to take control.
No.
Also a bit
I'm
like.
A woman.
Okay.
Okay, like 66% don't agree with that, but yeah.
1 in 2 women have experienced sexual harassment in their lifetime, as opposed to 1 in 4 men.
I'm surprised that's 1 in 2. Like,
I'm
I thought it would have
same.
Been like 1.5 in 2.
Yeah, or every single person.
Yeah.
And the gender pay gap emerges immediately after graduation, full-time salary starting different average. For men, it's 69,000, and for women, it's 67,000.
Oh, wow.
And the icing on the cake of all this, to me, because I just think it's just crazy, is women approaching retirement have 23.1% less superannuation than men of the same age.
That blows my mind. And I have a friend, she is 20 years older than me, and so has realistically been working for 20 years longer than I. Mm-hmm. She took 7 to 10 years off with her kids, like had kids.
Raised these children?
And chose to, like, it was her choice not to go back to work. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher, so easily could have come back in. Mm-hmm. Ben said took that time. And her and I have the same amount of super.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's actually wild.
She is obviously closer to retirement than I am, as much as I would love to retire. And if anyone's looking to sponsor a 29-year-old female, please let me know. But yeah, like, it's just, and like, obviously, I don't know her husband's super situation, but would assume a lot more.
Yeah. You would hope a lot more, and that's not being negative towards her. You'd hope that he would have a lot more to support both people in that relationship. Yeah, so I find that very difficult, because I was having a conversation with Jeff's dad, and he was like, no, you get paid super. And I'm like, yeah, but I get paid on my wage, and I'm working less days, so I get paid less super. And he's like, but you can work 5 days. And I'm like, yes, but, you know, I want to spend time with my children.
Yeah.
And then he was sort of saying that, you know, that's my choice, and so I'm choosing not to get money. And I'm like, it's very difficult, because I guess I am choosing that. But then, like, if I don't, and all women don't, all work full time, there's not going to be enough childcare.
Yeah.
Like, there's no option, like, there's not enough space. Like, even at the moment, it's very difficult to childcare. So I find it's a very difficult line to sort of figure out what and how to do it equally. And obviously, I understand super is based off you having a wage. So you need to work.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's very, very challenging. But I just want to point out those things and not be, like, I'm not trying to be negative Nancy. It's more about having a, like, conversation about why we need an International Women's Day.
Okay. So hopefully that all recorded. We did have some tech issues, so we'll see how this episode turns out. But anyway, so I was looking at some ways that International Women's Day can be kind of celebrated and acknowledged within the workplace, and I found a article, and some of them I agree with, and some of them, I just kind of hate the idea of it like being like a tokenistic thing.
Yes.
Where it's like, and morning tea gets put on, that, you know, people in the workplace prepare, and then people in the workplace pack up. And 9 times out of 10, those people would be the women working there.
What? Yeah.
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 So one thing I really like that my workplace does is one of our Year 9 and 10 English classes does a dignity drive for the company Share the Dignity.
Yep.
Which is such a worthwhile charity. So if you haven't heard of it, they help people who are suffering period poverty. And so we do a big drive, like basically a call out to all the students, like anyone who can donate any sanitary items like pads, tampons.
Mm-hmm.
We even get a few kids donating like cups and underwear as well, which is really cool. And then that all gets donated and distributed to people who need it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool idea, which kind of leads into the first thing that I do think is a good idea, is doing some sort of fundraiser or something that is going to benefit
charitable.
Yeah, people outside of your direct workplace, but also kind of like, I didn't really know about Share the Dignity until a few years ago. And that, like, I'm very lucky in the sense that, you know, period poverty never really crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just go to the shops and pick it up. But obviously for some people that's not possible, or they're, not able to.
Mm.
And so it's a good kind of opportunity for learning and just kind of seeing different challenges that people have.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's a really good one.
I like that
one. A shocking one on this list is make International Women's Day gifts. And then the little gif they've got is a man pushing a woman around in a desk chair. Like,
I have so many feelings.
Yeah, I just don't get that one. But, like, okay. Back to a good one.
Yep.
Is support more female-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be a good thing, again, whether it's like a drive or maybe it's like a local cafe where, you know, you might like get some catering from them or something. Like, I'm not sure, but
yep.
Kind of like have a look around and see what businesses are within your community. So I think that was another kind of good one.
Mm-hmm.
Another good one is something simple, but like a wear, because like the color is purple.
Yep.
So like a wear purple day, just yep. kind of everyone a bit on theme. You know, people might be like, oh, why is everyone wearing purple today? And it's like kind of a good
yep.
opener.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind of like tokenistic one is like get a branded photo booth at your workplace.
What, just to get photos done? Then
yeah, just take photos cool. with the little hashtag on
yep.
it.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll finish with something that I think is a really good one is it's kind of like, it's a bit of a lead up to this one, so you can't just do it on the day,
yep.
but is host a book discussion. Ooh. And so it could be like a recent piece of literature or something like that, that you might get like people in your workplace to all read and then just sit down and just have a discussion about it and mm-hmm. talk about the points and everything. So I feel like that could be a good idea.
I like that. And I think you could go even a bit more like less intense and just read a story about a female lead, maybe written by a female yeah. author, and just yeah. talk about the story. So it doesn't have to be so like ingrained in the activity, like we're about women, we're doing this for women.
Yeah.
It's just something that's just supporting women. I think it's also just as good. That's my opinion. I don't know if it's correct, but I've written here show support. So any way possible you can show support, that would be how I think you could help celebrate or acknowledge. So I've written like, you know, the cheaper version to the expensive version. So the cheapest way to show support is verbal.
Mm.
Tell someone that, you know, you're impressed by their work ethic, impressed by something, nothing to do with how they look or that they're no. female, just about their actions, what
yeah.
they have achieved.
Their actual character.
Yeah. Gift, I understand that's sort of like a money way out, but it can still be acknowledgement. And I think, you know, we talk about, you know, flowers being very unique thing to do, but in Italy I read every woman, girl, whoever gets a yellow flower, weirdly they're called mimosas. I was like, when I first read, I was like, pardon, they all get one? apparently there's a flower and they wear yellow, so
cool, so it's yellow there.
Yeah, so I was like, cool. So that way, like, the gift is the yellow flower, so you give that gets given to women. So when they're walking around, there's always yellow flowers to be given to people. So obviously that's easier in other countries if they already have tradition. And the other thing you can do is social media wise is make a post, make a story of, you know, your top five most impressive women in your life or internationally or just in history that you have found inspiring, empowering, all that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, there's ways of doing it in your circles, there's ways of doing more internationally, I guess, if you have a social media that's like that way. And I think acknowledging and celebrating are two different things.
100%.
So I think acknowledging is really important because I would say some women feel a bit invisible. And even just showing acknowledgement that they exist is important.
Mm.
And celebrating is probably a bit more of a visual representation.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you're having your tea parties, you're having your morning teas, you're having your photo booths and stuff like that, which I think as long as you're celebrating, it's not a negative thing. I was a bit like, why are you doing a photo booth? But if it's going to promote women in that day, that's brilliant. My second point is from that day, from March the 8th, 2024, what I want you to try and do is try and do that without, you know, forking out lots of money, just verbally show women support until you forget. Just try and do every day, just say something like impressive that you found about this person or this woman every day. You can, I'm sure most people work with a woman, I would hope so, and or have women in their lives. It may not be in a relationship, may not be an intimate thing. It may be more of like, you know, it's the same bus driver that you have, or same person that, at the checkout, or, you know, your local doctor, whatever it is. Like, as long as you sort of acknowledge them and the great job that they're doing, I think it's a really good way to go. And I personally have been trying to do that at work, not just with women, just everybody at my job, because I can tell, even though it's a term one, like Grace was saying before, people are beat down already, and it's term one, week six, or whatever it is. And so every day when I come to work, I try and pick someone new, and I like I compliment them on their teaching, or like their,
That's
you know.
So nice. Can you come to my work tomorrow and say something nice
and
about me?
And I'm trying really, it's really hard because I'm trying to do it to different people, so I'm not like, feeling one person's like, God, Emma's giving me a lot of compliments every day. Like, calm down.
I mean, Emma likes me.
But I'm trying really hard to do it because I can feel the morale already slipping, and it's not even the end of term one. And so I'm really trying to boost people. So if you can do that with the women in your lives, I think that'd be really nice, because it'll make you feel good, but also it will like sort of read the idea that, you know, you are worthy, you are doing a great job, you are able to do that job, you are meant to be here, you know, imposter syndrome, all that kind of stuff, like you are worthy. And I just think it's really important to have those feelings.
I think as well, like, it's kind of nice to come from someone who's like not like the boss in that, like, you like, I feel like, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts about leadership in schools at the moment. Anyway,
do tell.
But for another time, when I leave the Department of Education, I'll unleash. No. But yeah, but I think it's just nice to kind of hear from people that, yeah, like, as you said, like, you're trying to do with someone different every day.
Mm.
And so, like, that could be a challenge in that, like, oh, you might not know this person very well, but then it's a good place to start and be like, oh, yeah,
and
I get to know this person.
Don't worry, I'm cheating a little bit, because I asked, like, oh, I literally asked, what was your success today? Like, in staff meetings, before staff meetings, I go sit up to a different person. I'm not trying to sit next to the same people I always sit next to.
Yeah,
because
we are so different. I sit next to the same person every time.
But because I don't know people at my work, because we had a pandemic, I've had two children, and it's like people, I'm like, who are you? So I'm trying really hard to connect. And
That's so nice.
It's a lot of work. I'm not saying it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. And my thoughts are, the more people that feel better or feel better to be at work, the better I will also feel.
Yeah.
So it's a bit self-indulgent, but I also think it's good for the workplace in general.
Yeah, for sure. No,
but,
I 100% agree.
In saying that, it is the 5th of March, as we record.
Yes.
And I've not heard one peep about International Women's Day at my work. So
no, the only thing I've heard is we are doing the Dignity Drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw one of our art teachers. She is the loveliest person on the planet. Oh my God, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing something in one of the art rooms today with a big purple banner. And so I feel like she herself has organized something, which is like, yes, love that for her. But I'm also just like, damn, I wish I got involved, or like, like the school was involved or something.
Yeah. Should be more. I think also
should be.
March is like one of those weird times of year where it's like you're back at work, people are thinking about Easter, and they kind of just forget March exists.
Yeah, but then also it's kind of like, you know, is Easter at the start of March? Is it the end of March?
Yeah.
Is it in April?
When,
like,
is it?
Such a weird month.
Yeah, so bizarre. But I think as long as you can show support to women, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's not about spending money. It's just time, acknowledgement. That's pretty much what you can give anybody. I mean, yes, pay women more. But, like,
that would be
just
nice.
If you are in the position to do that, do that. But if you're, like, the majority of us, just support, acknowledgement. Just be good.
just be nice. And just remember, if you need to sponsor a 29-year-old female, I know a girl.
Yeah. Actually, today it's like the last Starbucks is something happened and I just said, do better. That was my response to this student. I'm like, just do better. And he's like, what? I'm like,
Sometimes I'm
so
drop
done
it.
With this conversation.
I'm not asking you to be amazing. I'm just asking you to be better.
Yeah. Just be better.
I do it every day.
So I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that. But then they thought it was funny. But
yeah.
Amusing.
It happens. Anyway.
All right.
Have a lovely week. Yes. Enjoy your long weekend.
Oh, so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, can't believe mine's not as excited as yours, but.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.